Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock. Aid distribution centres in Gaza will remain closed for the rest of the day. It follows the reported deaths of 27 Palestinians when Israeli troops opened fire near an aid site in Rafah yesterday. The body distributing supplies says it's carrying out organisation and efficiency improvement works. David Mensah is a spokesperson for the Israeli government.
If you want peace in Gaza, then remove the UN from the equation, remove Hamas from the equation, get the food directly to Gazan families, and then we can end this war. We know that the war will end immediately when Hamas lay down their arms and let our hostages go.
The Chancellor is announcing more than £15 billion of investment in transport projects across England. Ahead of next week's spending review, Rachel Reeves will set out plans later to fund tram, bus and train networks outside London. Industry bosses are welcoming Donald Trump's decision to exempt Britain from his latest tariffs on steel and aluminium. Metals produced here and imported by the US will be taxed at 25%, as levies elsewhere are put up to 50%. Elon Musk has criticised Mr. Trump's new tax and spending bill, calling it outrageous and a disgusting abomination. The billionaire wrote online that he just can't stand it anymore. The bill extends tax cuts and increases military spending, which will push up the national debt. But White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Mr. Trump is unmoved.
The president already knows where Elon Musk stood on this bill. It doesn't change the president's opinion. This is one big, beautiful bill and he's sticking to it.
The rail regulator says operators are taking disproportionate action against passengers who don't have a valid ticket. The Office of Rail and Road says travellers face inconsistent treatment and outcomes. It wants clear information about prices and a consistent approach to prosecutions. And the weather, cool and breezy across the country today. Showers for many areas, especially northern parts of the UK, with a high of 19 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon English.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And what would Wednesday morning be without your company? I just don't want to find out. So let's continue. Merry morning. It's Lucy Coward here with your early breakfast.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Returning to You, written and performed by Alexis French, and the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra had Libor Pešek in charge to bring us the third movement of Dvořák's Symphony No. 8 before that. Good morning. Welcome to Early Breakfast on Classic FM. Lucy Coward here, June the 4th. The day in history that the world was introduced to the hot air balloon. And I always find something so magical about spotting a hot air balloon in the summer skies. It's such a crazy achievement, isn't it? Kind of mind-blowing. So allow me to help you to float into the day without a care in the world with the music now. And by the way, do you know what else the Montgolfier brothers invented apart from the hot air balloon? A process to make transparent paper and the first self-acting hydraulic ram.
Thank you.
Milos Karadelic and the London Philharmonic Orchestra playing the finale to Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez. Yannick Nezet-Seguin conducted the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Well, a major Hollywood star is at the centre of three little words in Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker this morning. Join him from 6:30. Wednesday is always a highlight because Dan has another One Piece Why moment where he asks someone what's the one piece of music they'd pass on and why. This week's choice comes from a listener, and their piece takes them back to their wedding. Plus, the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour will begin with an epic Western. So saddle your horses and I'll have the travel news next. Plus, the Wolves will show us their moves.
Classic FM.
Listen back to Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands on Global Player.
Sue Perkins here, and yes, there's still a chance to join me on board our musical expedition across the world. But where are we going? Well, we're heading to the Galapagos Islands, sailing through incredible destinations, figuratively speaking, and taking in the finest music along the way.
Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands with Sue Perkins. Catch up on Global Player with HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Change the way you see the world.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no.
Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on. Oh,
thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
At Wix, save on Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Ends today. Terms apply.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
It's so easy. It's really so easy. You just pop the stuff in a box and send it away. I'm already on box 3. Well, I'm going to save the money. I'm popping it all in a little pot and saving up for a holiday. It's a brilliant way of spring cleaning.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
What would you say to someone who's always posting holiday snaps on Instagram?
Get a life.
People are going to be emailing in with their problems.
Well, we'll get an awful lot of losers ringing in to us or whatever they do.
The Wittering Whitehalls, a podcast rammed full of life advice for all ages. Available now on Global Player.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest travel news. Next.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? When my wife Sue was diagnosed with cancer, she was given 6 months to live. But thanks to radiotherapy, we had 10 more years together and she saw our daughter get married. We now know her cancer is hereditary. So I need to do everything I can to help my family, even when I'm not here.
Gifts in Wales fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwales. Together we are beating cancer.
Classic FM travel.
In Kent, traffic is being held on the M2 eastbound just after junction 2, the A228, following an accident. In London, there are big problems getting to the Blackwall and Silvertown tunnels because the northbound approach road is closed between the Sun in the Sands roundabout and the Woolwich Road flyover following an accident in the early hours of this morning. There are long delays on the A2 from the South Circular Road. One lane is closed on the Western Street stretch of the M25 clockwise between junction 15, the M4, and junction 16, the M40, because a car has broken down. In West Yorkshire, it's slow on the M62 eastbound to junction 31, Castleford, because of emergency works. And on the trains, Southwestern Railway services are now running between Bournemouth and Redbridge, but with delays.
Classic FM.
The John Dunbar theme from Dances with Wolves by John Barry on Classic FM. Paul Bateman in charge of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. The Netherlands Chamber Orchestra bringing us the second movement of J.C. Bach Symphony No. 2. I wish you a wonderful Wednesday. I'm Lucy Coward. I'll be back here for early breakfast tomorrow morning from 4. Now Dan Walker is here with Classic FM Breakfast.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Lucy. Good morning. The warmest of welcomes to this Wednesday. It's all in place on Classic FM. All you have to do is enjoy some Elgar.
Classic FM Breakfast
with Dan Walker.
Classic FM Breakfast.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Adventure and luxury seamlessly combined.
Classic FM.
Beautiful. Satie's Nocturne number 5, Lavinia Meyer. That was arranged for the harp and played beautifully for us. And Nimrod from Elgar's Enigma Variations just before that. Colin Davis conducting the London Symphony Orchestra. Welcome to Classic FM Breakfast. It's nearly 20 to 7. It is Wednesday, the 4th of June. I'm here until 10 today, spreading the musical sunshine as far and as wide as the eye can see. I've got loads of lovely treats lined up for you today, including our dog walker of the day. Still trying to get Dan Walker's hog walker signed off. Producer H still? No, not sure. Just not sure. Right now, though, I think we should lie back and do absolutely nothing with the Boosie.
Thank you.
Debussy's Prelude à l'après-midi d'un fond from the Cleveland Orchestra, Pierre Boulez was conducting. We'll be walking with the walkers very soon. Exciting, isn't it? First, though, on Classic FM, the man who once said that music is not in the notes, but in the silence between. It's Mozart. The finale of Mozart's Flute Concerto No. 2, Emmanuel Berhoud there, with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, Claudio Abbado, was conducting. It's 8 minutes to 7 o'clock. Good morning and welcome, if you're with us today. It's time to get dog walking. A little mention for a human and their hound. We do it every single day around about this time. The club is growing. We're getting quite sizable now. Can we have a party at some stage and invite everybody? Yes, producer 8 says yes. And hello to the perfectly named Walker family. That's not my family. I'm not nepotism on the radio this morning. They are Hillary and John Walker, who wake up to us every morning as they take their grand dog Blue for his early morning walk before work. It was actually Hillary's birthday yesterday too. So, Hillary, John and Blue the dog, you are definitely in the club. Chopin's Minute Waltz in D-flat there, the Jean-Yves Thibaudet. That was from my dog walkers, Hillary and John, and their lovely grand dog called Blue, which we've decided is a great name for a dog, one of our favourite names. You can be a dog walker too if you like. Just tell me a bit about you and your four-legged friend on 61812 and classicfm.com. Hello to Ian in Ensham. 20 years ago, he rode 76 miles from Ensham to Windsor along the Thames, and he is repeating that challenge for his 70th birthday. He's on the machine three times a day for 3 days in total, each session covering approximately 13.5 kilometres. And today is his final day. Oh, hold on a minute. I've made a mistake. I read to the end of the email. He says, could you give me a shout out between 8 and 9? We've gone a bit early, Ian, but hopefully you're listening. Have a great day today and enjoy your birthday as well. Simon is here with the news and the weather. Then we're talking Speedos, fruit, and the top 10 things that drive us bonkers. See you in a mo.
Classic FM Breakfast.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Enjoy a friendly, informal atmosphere on board.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon. Like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine. Back in the room. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Out. No way! That was in!
The ball was out. You may want to get your eyes tested, sir.
Serve your eyes the care they deserve. With the Vision Express Eye Care Plan, you can get 2 pairs of glasses for just £5.70 a month, including 20% off glasses, a free advanced eye test, and more. Book your eye test today. Vision Express. Express your vision. TNCs apply. Interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender. Representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Hey, it's me, the washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like cloud, so...
Heads up! I'm going to be buzzing for the next hour!
Need to conquer the power hungry? With Ovo, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week.
OVO. Do energy differently.
Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
At Wix, save on Dulux standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Ends today. Terms apply.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Try Classic FM's popular dating site and meet someone who shares your values, interests and love of music. Sign up for free at classicfmromance.com.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock. Aid distribution centres in Gaza have closed for the day, with the areas around them declared combat zones by Israel's military. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation says it needs to reorganise its operations after Palestinians were shot dead near a distribution site yesterday. The former UK ambassador to the UN, Sir Mark Lyle Grant, says the international community needs to decide its reaction to that.
I think the British government is probably looking now at more serious measures. I think maybe they're looking at the possibility of sanctioning members of Netanyahu's cabinet.
Britain's senior police chiefs are warning the Prime Minister they'll face stark choices about which crimes to investigate if their funding's cut. The Chancellor will set out where money will be spent in next week's spending review. Last week, the Metropolitan Police Commissioner Sir Mark Rowley told us they desperately need more funding.
Demand for police services is going up 5% every year. Areas like violence against women and girls are at epidemic levels, and the volatility we see in the world around us, like we saw with the riots last summer. We're up for reform, but we also need more money.
Talks with government departments about where money is allocated are continuing. Meanwhile, more than £15 billion is going to be spent on transport projects in England. The Chancellor will later give more details on funding for tram, bus and train projects in the Midlands, the North and the West Country. Steel producers have welcomed a decision by the US to spare the UK from higher tariffs. Most countries are facing a 50% import tax on steel and aluminium, but it'll remain at 25% for Britain for now. The UK and US announced a trade deal last month. And exactly 500 years since the storming of an abbey in Kent, English Heritage is searching for descendants of those involved. The historical charity says it wants to celebrate the more than 100 men who rioted at Bayham Abbey in 1525 in protest at Henry VIII's religious